KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky in Atlantic and 38 degrees. We look for skies to be mostly sunny today with a high of 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV, satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, more than $374,000 in donations has helped people recover from a tornado that pummeled the Western Iowa town of Mapleton. Money for the Mapleton Tornado Relief Fund came in from all over the nation after the April 9th tornado last year. The fund awarded more than $239,000 for various projects. More than 100 applications were received. Homeowner Alan Mead, who received one of the grants, said the money was used to help get started or do something with your windows or something along that line. The remaining money is being turned over to a nonprofit group called Mapleton Build and Recovery, and it will be available as a source for the local match that many grant programs require. News time is 8:01.
I'm so frustrated. All I've had is cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions, and I just want to talk to someone in person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks. This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friend of staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
The Atlantic Kiwanis Club recently received a donation toward their bicycle helmet safety program. The $200 donation was presented to the Kiwanis' Kelly Jimerson from Darren Petty, representative of the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund. The program, now in its 16th year, began when Kiwanian Steve Green learned of the program offered by Bell Helmets. After receiving approval from the company, Green sought the support of the former Washington Elementary principal, Gail Casey, and former Atlantic Police Chief Roger Meary, and with their backing, the program was launched. The Atlantic Kiwanis Club, one of 10,000 groups that participate in the Bell Helmet Program, was the second organization to start giving the helmets away. It is currently the longest-running participant in the nation, having distributed about 1,920 helmets to Atlantic third-grade students, to date. Green credits the Washington Elementary Administration, Atlantic Police Department, and Nishna Valley Trails members for their parts in the program's success. Darren Petty said the recent donation was the fund's third annual such donation to the program, noting that Trevor's class would have been the second to receive the helmets. And if you'd like more information about the fund's donation and fundraising efforts, simply click like the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund on Facebook. Two dogs rescued from a silo pit in western Iowa have been reunited with their owner. The dogs, Flanagan and Gizmo, went back to their home last Friday. The owner says they went missing last weekend. The dogs were taken to a Sioux City animal shelter after being rescued Thursday night from a 30-foot-deep pit on a farm near Bronson. Firefighters from Bronson and Sergeant Bluff helped to get the dogs to safety. One dog climbed into a lower basket and was pulled out. The other dog was retrieved by a firefighter who went into the pit. Police have captured a man following a six-hour standoff in central Iowa. Assistant Police Chief Eric Vaughn told the Des Moines Register that the man and Perry had been alone in the house. Vaughn said officers had been sent to the home between 6 and 7 p.m. on Sunday. After police entered the home and captured the man, he was taken to a hospital. His name has not yet been released, and there were no gunshots reported. Authorities say a body has been found in the debris of a house fire in south central Iowa. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said fire trucks were dispatched to the house in rural Eddyville at around 6:30 a.m. Saturday. Firefighters say the house was fully engulfed in flames. Eddyville Fire Chief Rick Smith said two people had been in the home. One of them escaped with minor injuries. The other person didn't make it out. Autopsy results are pending. The two people's names have not been released, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. It's week 14 of the 2012 Iowa legislative session, with major decisions yet to be made on a host of issues. Senate President Jack Kibbe, a Democrat from Emmitsburg, is frustrated by the lack of progress in finding bipartisan agreement.
At this point in the session, it seems to me we're in low gear. So it's time to me that everybody's got to look in the mirror and step up to the plate here next week and move this process along.
Leaders in the Senate and House moved a series of legislative deadlines up this year, aiming to get everything resolved and the 2012 session adjourned by mid-April. Speaker Craig Paulson of Hiawatha is the top-ranking Republican in the Iowa House.
I think April 17th, we could still hit that or beat it. We've got to have some pieces fall into place here, obviously.
The two men who head the budget writing committees in the House and Senate say the GOP spending plan is about $200 million less than the Republican governor's and $300 million below the plan Democrats in the legislature have drafted. Representative Scott Racker, a Republican from Urbandale, is chairman of the House Appropriations Committee.
Yes, we're still a ways apart, and we've acknowledged that, and we've got some significant differences that we're going to have to resolve.
Senator Bob Dvorsky, a Democrat from Coralville, is chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. He says all three budget plans, the one developed by House Republicans and Senate Democrats' plan and the governor's, spend about 97% of expected state revenue.
So we're clearly not overspending. We're fiscally sound on all three budgets. But I think that the House Republican budget is way too low in a number of areas.
For example, House Republicans propose a level of spending for the three public universities at $61 million less than Senate Democrats have suggested. Dvorsky and Racker made their comments during a weekend appearance on Iowa Public Television. Besides key budget decisions, a list of unresolved issues include the scope of education reform and property tax reform, as well as a bill that creates a new regional system to deliver mental health services to needy Iowans. Legislators have spent the past 2 years trying to lay out the state takeover of that system. Counties with property taxes currently pay to provide mental health care to Iowans who cannot afford it themselves. Governor Terry Branstad and Iowa lawmakers have invested plenty of time on proposed reforms to Iowa's public schools, but it looks like big changes to the education system are unlikely this session. Branstad initially offered a number of proposals, including linking teacher pay to performance in the classroom, requiring potential teachers to meet grade point standards before they could seek education training, and holding students back if they didn't meet reading benchmarks. After complaints from teacher groups and others, Branstad delayed the proposed salary changes, and it now appears that many of his other proposals will fall by the wayside due to disagreements with Senate Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Michael Gronstall notes the legislature likely will approve plans to increase spending on early elementary programs. Pioneer Hybrid is set to open a new research center in Johnston, bringing 400 new jobs to the area. The company will hold a grand opening celebration for the $40 million facility today. Governor Terry Branstad, U.S. Senator Charles Grassley, and other dignitaries are expected to attend. The center will be used to research plant genetics. Pioneer, which is headquartered in Des Moines, is a subsidiary of Wilmington, Delaware chemical maker DuPont Company. With the snow long gone and warmer temperatures for most of the spring thus far, Iowa farmers have been anxious to start putting corn seeds into the ground. State Ag Secretary Bill Northey said there hasn't been a lot of planting yet, but he expects things to start picking up.
We still can get some cold weather this time of year. We saw some frost last week in part of the state, but I think there'll be some corn going this week. I think folks are going to not get in too much of a hurry, but the ground is ready and it's hard not to go.
Some farmers, he says, may be waiting until midweek to get started.
There is an April 11th deadline for crop insurance, and to be able to get failed planting coverage so that if there's something that you want to replant, to get that replant coverage, you need to plant April 11th or after.
And farming has become more precise with GPS systems guiding the tractors to the fields, and that leads to the fuel savings. But Northey says higher fuel prices are still felt on the farm.
We can still buy 4 to 6 gallons an acre of fuel out there in some cases, and if you start multiplying 5 gallons an acre times $4 a gallon, then it dollars up when you see the price come up. So it has an impact. Right now, that's a small part of our input costs when you look at feed and fertilizer and the other costs of taking care of that crop and even buying the machinery that needs to run across it. But it's still like everything else. It adds up and it does make a difference.
Northey says the mood is good as farmers enter the planting season and see the commodity prices. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, two men accused of shooting 5 African Americans in Tulsa, Oklahoma, are expected to appear in court today. Jake England and Alvin Watts, who police describe as white, have not yet been charged with the shootings that killed 3 and wounded 2 last Thursday. Jury selection begins today in Chicago in the trial of a man accused of killing the mother, brother, and 7-year-old nephew of singer and Oscar-winning actress Jennifer Hudson. If convicted, William Balfour faces a maximum life sentence in prison. He's the estranged husband of Hudson's sister. There may be a link between obesity in pregnant women and autism in children. A study in today's Pediatrics Online says obese pregnant women in the study were 67% more likely to have autistic children than were pregnant women of normal weight. Previous research has linked obesity during pregnancy with stillbirths, preterm births, and some birth defects. And AOL has agreed to sell 800 of its patents and their related applications to Microsoft and grant Microsoft a license for its remaining patents. The deal is worth just over $1 billion. AOL says it plans to return some of the sale proceeds to its shareholders. AOL's chairman and chief executive said the deal with Microsoft resulted from a robust auction of the company's patents. News time is 8:10.
Are you tired of paying high prices for cable TV? Are you frustrated that you do not have very many channels to choose from? At the TV store, your locally owned Dish authorized retailer, we understand your frustration and are here for you. Dish has packages starting at $19.99 per month for a whole year with the option of watching something you enjoy. Don't have time to watch your favorite program? No problem. With Dish's DVR, you can record now and watch later without all the commercials. Tired of paying high prices for movie rentals? We have you covered there too. With Blockbuster at Home, you can enjoy thousands of movies from the comforts of your home. The best part, our knowledgeable staff will take the time to explain everything from billing to receivers to help you customize a Dish programming packaging that is perfect for you. Exceeding your expectations is what we are all about. So stop by the TV store and let us be your Dish retailer. We're located at 907 East 7th Street, Atlantic. Call 243-3032 and don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
In our funeral announcements, Dennis Delbert wrote, age 61 of Dexter, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. A memorial celebration for Dennis Rote will be this morning at 10:30 at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Robert W. Leach, age 73, of Council Bluffs, died Wednesday at his home. Graveside services for Robert Leach will be held today at 2 o'clock in the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. The Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, and Woodring Funeral Home of Council Bluffs has arrangements. Daryl Jensen, age 80, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Daryl Jensen will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Burton Esbeck, age 82, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Burton Esbeck will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Eleanor Little, age 81, of Panora, died Wednesday in Florida. Funeral services for Eleanor Little will be held this Thursday at 10:30 at the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Edith Marie Haynes, age 85, of Oakland, died Friday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Memorial services for Edith Haynes will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reekin Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Eldora Peterson, age 96, of Oakland, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Graveside services for Eldora Peterson will be held at a later date. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mark Conrad, age 56, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Mark Conrad are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Hazel Watts, age 74, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Hazel Watts are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news and funeral report brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.